The Bible says, "Let us therefore follow after things which make for peace." But the goal of peace has at times eluded individuals and nations. On Tuesdays this month, we've been talking about peace from several perspectives. Today, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg continues her series with two young people for whom peace is a recent gift.
They're 17 years old, seniors at Highland High School in Salt Lake City, and have trouble pronouncing one another's names. His name is
Rogonich.
Rogonich.
How's she doing?
Fine, I guess. Just kidding. We're having fun.
Surely peace is the sound of young people laughing. Goran Rogonich and Athian Deng had very little laughter in their lives until a few years ago. Goran is a Bosnian Muslim. When he was 7, the three-way war between Muslims, Serbs, and Croats after the collapse of Yugoslavia brought terror on a daily basis. Athian Deng fled the equally savage civil war in Sudan, a bloody conflict that's been going on for more than half a century between the Islamic North and the mostly non-Muslim South. In Utah now, these teenagers talk about peace against memories of unimaginable slaughter. For them, peace is the absence of war, of course, but it's more. Goran says peace means not being afraid all the time, the way he was in Bosnia.
The fear was everywhere around me, the whole environment, in my house, in my heart, in my family, actually everywhere, in my body. Even when I was sleeping, I felt I would dream, I would have nightmares of fear. I would dream somebody coming into my room, but everything was like double size. My bed, my room, walls, ceiling, lights, everything. And all of a sudden somebody comes in and switches something on. And I don't know, I can't see the person, but it seems like the bed is trying to suck me in. And it was horrible. Then I would just wake up and shake for hours and hours.
Athian, how would you answer that question as a refugee from Sudan? Does living in peace mean to you no longer living in fear?
Living in peace now, I can't. I could think of what my future is going to be like, or what should I do in the next few coming years. But living back there in fear, I couldn't even think if I'm going to leave tomorrow or the next day.
So you didn't even feel you couldn't think that you might have a future, huh?
Yeah.
Did you worry about where your next meal would come from?
We always have to remember that, how are we going to eat today or tomorrow, or are we going to stay hungry the whole day, or are we going to share one bread or drink water, or what can we do?
And Goran, what does peace mean about the kinds of people that you encounter every day here?
I feel safer when I can see somebody walking down the street with their dog or their little child or with somebody and laughing. It doesn't matter, crying, laughing, as long as there's somebody. When you can see that they kind of feel free and they're not scared if the shell will fall next to them, or is it somebody going to shoot him with a sniper? It's just that there's no fear. I can't feel the fear among these people that I work every day.
You're both 17 years old, and I wonder how it is possible for you to really be peaceful when you have been exposed to such levels of violence at such young ages.
Okay, I will go first. For me, as a child, I basically lost my childhood. And all the violences, all the tapes, all the movies, when I see today or hear, one time, even in my school, I watched this movie. I forgot the name, but it was about the Nazi camp in Germany and in Poland. And I had to leave a class. I just couldn't watch it. I couldn't look at all those images because they all reminded me. That kind of makes me nervous, and all I think is, you know, let's forget this. This one happened here.
Athian, your family was separated in the Sudan. You haven't seen your own father in 8 years. How can you forgive the people who made that situation?
I have it in my heart, like always. I have it like feeling in my heart that I always have to remember how to forgive people. No matter what happened, the first thing I have to remember is forgiveness. You need to calm down and think about it. Could you forgive other people or you can't?
It's a very hard lesson to learn, though, I'm sure, and a very hard lesson to carry out.
Yes,
it is.
Athian Deng of Sudan and Goran Roganich of Bosnia, living now in Salt Lake City, where they're seniors at Highland High School. The two are also members of a club called Young Refugees of Utah for World Peace, part of the Utah Peace Institute. They serve as ambassadors, working with newly arrived young refugees and going out to talk with students about their experiences and the need for a world without war. Athian and Goran have a simple, clear message.
We have survived war, me and Athian, and other members too. And if we can survive war,
there's always a chance
for
you.
Don't let yourself give up. Never give up.
Don't demoralize.
Never give up, and yeah, never give up.
I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.